Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Doing our live broadcast from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Everyone's so happy here. We're enjoying a delicious breakfast. And this is open to the public. If you no age limit or anything, if you're on your way to work or live in the area, please swing on by. You got about another hour to get over here. Right now, back at the station, Vaughn is running things, and he is eagerly awaiting your phone call. We have tickets right now, single-day tickets for call number 9 for San Francisco's very best festival. Outside Lands. We have single-day tickets, a pair of them, for Sunday, August 12th in Golden Gate Park. That features Janet Jackson. There you go. Everybody get up and dance. Outside Lands tickets, single-day tickets are available right now at sfoutsideland.com. So if you want to go to Outside Lands, call right now, 800-400-3697. Vaughn is standing by to take your call. So our hosts here at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa, please, Hooman, it's all you. Please take it away.
I'd like to introduce the president of everything Fairmont, Edward.
Wearing his bathrobe, Edward Rowe, welcome. Woo! We met Edward last night at dinner.
You can't help but notice this robe.
Uh-huh. How are you all doing this morning?
We are
excellent. Uh-huh.
Nice and relaxed.
Oh, very. Uh-huh. I can see that
Having
you are
a,
as well.
Having a spectacular time.
Yes. You know what? Guilty pleasure. What was one of the top 10 guilty pleasures in America?
In your PJs all
wearing
day.
Wearing your pajamas, I think. So... You know
he's
what?
Got his name tag on the robe.
Oh my God, that's so
you
funny.
What a nice touch.
I got my name tag. You know what? This is a luxury resort, you know. So
yes,
I
it
have
is.
To have
yeah.
my name tag. So, yeah. Do you believe it? I get paid for wearing my pajamas at work.
You know? No, you're not leaving that on. It's just too what? Hot for that. Will you stop?
Hey, I have air conditioning in my office, so it's fine. You know, when I sit in my office, you know, when I'm walking around the resort, and this is one of the things I learned a long time ago about working in wine country, you've got to reflect what the guests are doing. So if the guests are walking around in bathrobes,
oh, nice.
Then I should. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't be walking around wearing a suit and tie. Because then I'll look like a banker. You know what? Last year, I was down in Ghirardelli Square in the city.
Yes.
I've only been here at the property for 2 weeks.
Oh,
2 weeks.
So you and
my
Marcellus,
week.
My goodness.
Uh-huh. But, you know, I have to tell you, but it's all, I actually worked here for four years back in 2005 to 2009.
Oh.
Best place ever I've worked, best place where you can stay. And I had to come back. I had to come back, and I said, I can only come back as long as I wear a bathrobe. And they agreed to it.
Do you take advantage of some of the spa activities while you're in your bathrobe?
You know what? I have to tell you, I should, but my wife's listening to this. And if she knew I got paid and also
and
went
massages,
to the spa.
Right.
And massages. I have my hair cut here.
Oh, you do?
Yes. I have my hair.
I didn't realize there was an on-site.
It's a full service. When you come in, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to leave the property. You can have your hair cut. You can have a pedicure. You can have a manicure.
I need a pedicure.
Know? And what I do, you know,
this what is what do you do, Ed?
You know what I do?
Is it the bikini waxing?
This is, it's my wife's birthday on Monday.
Is it?
Happy birthday to her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we're coming here on my day off, you know, but I'm still working because I have to test the food. I have to test the water. And with my three kids, I actually go to the main pool as long as we're not sold out. Sometimes we have one or two cabanas left. I'll take a cabana with my kids. They can watch TV and do their Netflix stuff and on their iPads.
In the cabana.
One of those guilty pleasures, remember? Mm-hmm. Watching TV all day. And my wife goes to the spa. I earn brownie points.
Yeah.
The kids.
Nice.
I earn brownie points.
I assume
them.
You get some kind of employee discount as the guy who runs.
Well, you know what? I do. I do, but that.
Perks of the gig, though.
But I have to test the product.
Yes.
I have to do what the guests do. I have to know what you're feeling like.
Yeah.
Are you gonna test the pool party next month?
Too right. I was there last night. You didn't see me in my bathrobe?
Did you guys see this guy?
I didn't.
You know what?
He's ghost-like.
I know that the mermaid stole the show. She Everybody did, yes. wanted a selfie with the mermaid. Mm-hmm. You know what? You can take a selfie with me if you want.
Oh, my God, you guys. You can take a selfie with Ed.
Hey, well, I just wanted to report the people we brought with us, our friends, family, we all have had a great time.
Absolutely.
And I've been hearing from people who are like, the staff is incredible here. So thank you so much.
Well, hold
Two
on.
2 weeks in, you've really got this place running shipshape.
Now, Vinny, I know that you like the water and you like surfing, don't you?
I do.
Uh-huh. But you've got to come back next month for the pool party, and I want to see you in the pool and maybe a surfboard next to the mermaid. What about a selfie like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people want that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we do.
Pictures with me in the pool.
We just mentioned Edward's wife's birthday, correct?
Yes.
Well, but there's someone else. There's someone else's birthday I hear.
Yes.
Yeah,
a big one, a milestone birthday.
What? How old is this person?
This person is the big 6-0.
Damn!
Oh,
who
no.
could that be?
Well, Edward has something very special for this person.
Oh,
should we announce who the person is?
I think we should.
Who's the person?
Who's the person?
Who's the person?
It's Johnny V!
Happy birthday,
everyone!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Johnny V. Happy birthday to you.
That's right. Zet's husband has just hit the big 6-0.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah. I didn't think I'd get to 60 this fast, but
it's right
around,
on time.
It's right around the corner.
All right, make a wish and blow out the candle. Good one. What did you wish for, Johnny B?
My big surprise for Monday that my wife keeps talking about. So.
What could that be?
I can only think of one thing. Well, Edward, thank you for bringing out the... And of course, Michelle Heston.
Thank you, Heston,
Michelle.
Queen
of the Fairmont.
Thank you very much. Hey,
thank you.
Johnny V, that cake was made by Pastry Dave.
Oh,
and also, there's a Mercedes outside with a bow on it.
All right.
Oh, is that my Mercedes?
They tied a bow on your car.
Yeah, they do.
I have to, full disclosure, I wish I could do that, but I've only been here 2 weeks, so
next year, though, we're going to be expecting
but
that.
On me, spa treatment for you and your wife as well.
Delightful appearance that was. Look at bringing it, wearing a costume and everything.
I know. He's fun.
It's fantastic. But I would like to mention, too, that not only is this resort beautiful and 5-star and first class, pet friendly. Yeah,
Miss Ella's here.
Miss Ella.
Hi, everybody.
And people can bring their pets. I believe we had is it a comfort rooster? What was it? There's a...
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
What are those animals that you bring, like a security animal or a...
Service animal.
Yeah. Someone did bring a rooster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a service animal, a rooster?
Service rooster.
A service rooster? That's not the word, though.
On a plane?
Another, like on
Southwest?
Yeah, I know. It's called something else.
Right.
Companion.
Does anyone know the story?
No, something.
It's like a support companion or something.
Oh, hold on. George again, everyone. George has more to say. Hold on.
George always has something to say.
Emotional support.
Emotional support rooster.
Okay.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah. No, Michelle told me the story. That someone brought an actual rooster. I guess it stays in the bathtub. I don't know. But see how accommodating they are here? The general manager's walking around in a bathrobe. Name tag on it. I love it. All right. Did I do all the business? I think I did.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did we do Outside Lands together?
I'm 99% sure. Tom Petty's first post-death single has arrived. It's called Keep a Little Soul. It is not new, not even new-ish. It's from 1982.
Oh.
It's a previously unreleased track. It was recorded during sessions that they did during the album Long After Dark. It's the one that, you got lucky, babe. You got lucky.
He has so much great music.
And I found you. and change your hearts on that too. So here is what it sounds like. Might be why they left it off the record. But now I'm so happy to hear him again that...
It made me smile.
I know. So Keep a Little Soul is going to be on an upcoming box set called An American Treasure, which is exactly what Tom Petty is.
So wait a minute. This I'm just out of curiosity, and you may not know, but was this planned, this set planned before his death?
I don't know that.
And the reason I say that is because Prince passed away quite a while ago, and we have yet to get...
We've gotten one freaking song.
The big drop,
right?
You know, of all this music he supposedly had stashed. That
There's
was the rumor about
for
Prince
something.
For since the 80s was this guy was so prolific, he had vaults of like just stuff stashed.
Right.
Full albums that never came out. So we're still waiting on that. This came out... Tom Petty died this year.
Yeah, yes.
January?
Right?
Was it January?
I think it was. It's,
I thought it
hasn't
was over the
long.
Summer last year. I don't know.
Let me look. But it's quick. It's a quick turnaround.
It is.
You'd
well,
think that was almost
maybe
planned.
There isn't a giant.
October of last year.
Oh.
All right.
All right. Oh, that's almost a year ago.
I guess maybe there isn't. There aren't 500 people fighting over his estate. That
okay,
could be part
good
of
point.
It. So Keep a Little Soul is on a box set called An American Treasure. It's 60 unreleased songs, alternate takes, live versions, and other stuff from the vaults. And that's coming out September 28th. So more Tom Petty on the way. So just a reminder of what we've lost. There's a movie in the works about Ozzy Osbourne.
I'll watch that.
Yeah, you know, you might not.
Why?
There'll be no sex and drugs in that. Sharon Osbourne's behind it. She says, Ozzy's so much more than that. I would hate to be a cliche. The movie is going to focus on Ozzy and Sharon as a couple. Are you still in, Vin?
No.
She says, it starts the day we meet and we'll focus on how our lives were totally different but very similar in ways. I was brought up by a powerful, successful father.
Yeah, he was in the music business.
And Ozzy was brought up extremely poor and somewhat abused.
I would say...
It's part definitely going to be a tearjerker.
Part of the reason for Ozzy's loyalty to her is that she has managed him through his incredibly intoxicated years. And there are a lot of them.
Yeah.
So no, she is behind what's kept him on the right path in terms of business.
Yeah.
But she's also accepted the stuff that comes with that.
Yeah, like him banging the hairdresser and stuff.
Well, and that was, I mean, those weren't even his dark days.
No.
His days were in his youth.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you do that story without those
Yeah,
stories.
Without the sex and drugs, it does seem like, it was about us, though.
Okay.
We're very interesting. You'll find out.
All right.
This is ironic. Joe Jackson... The father, not Joe Jackson, the singer, but Joe Jackson, the patriarch of the
All right.
Michael Jackson family.
Yeah.
He died recently. And now Michael's doctor, that Conrad Murray dude, he says that Joe is going to hell for hurting Michael Jackson. He says, Joe is one of the worst fathers to his children in history. The cruelty expressed by Michael that he experienced at the hand of his father, the fact that he was chemically castrated to maintain his high-pitched voice, is beyond words. And he says that he hopes Joe finds redemption in hell.
Is that true?
That he was... I don't know. I'm reading this right now and saying, you knew something was up with Michael, but I didn't hear that he was chemically castrated.
Wow.
You guys, this is a known thing? People are...
No,
everyone's
no
first I've heard.
Saying. I hadn't heard that.
But, you know, he didn't die under Joe's care either. Maybe this is
the
guy who
that,
should be quiet.
Right. No doubt.
Did this guy go to jail?
Yeah.
We got
audio of him crying from jail.
Oh, right.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Right.
It was like a tape that someone at TMZ had gotten, or I don't know where.
Right.
It,
yeah.
Well, oh, here we go.
Oh, here it is.
Please help me, please. Just give me a little bit of help.
And you guys were saying it sounded like Edson. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're such a-holes. God. What's wrong with us? We're what's wrong with America. Hey, so the fingernail guy, do you know who I'm talking about?
The fingernail. Nope.
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh, okay.
The longest fingernail.
The fingernail guy. Mm-hmm. You know... I feel like I've known about this guy since I was a little kid. Like, there was a black and white picture of a dude with the fingernails. I guess that he, maybe that record was broken and there was a new fingernail guy. Because the story is that that guy's still alive and has cut his nails.
Well, wouldn't you?
I mean, you'd have
to
eventually.
I mean, you pose for that picture.
Every time
and
you go
you've
to
got
scratch
the clippers
your face, you...
just out of Photoshop so that you can clip them right, right then, right?
Did you ever see the video of, like, his mom washing his nails every day?
No.
Like, put it in the soap and the water.
That's a guy who wasn't able to help himself.
Yeah, he can't pick it, like, yeah.
For however long it took to grow
well,
those.
Well, I mean, he had the other hand. Maybe
see
he
how
grew
curly
them on.
Oh,
know?
He only did the one hand.
I believe it's the one hand.
I was going to say, that's just.
Oh, and it's his left hand, Vinny.
Oh, so he still had the good one.
Yeah.
Good.
The one well, I mean, I assume he grew them on his non-dominant hand.
I don't think I've ever gone a week since I was a teenager, so I... I'm
yeah,
sure.
No, I don't. I wouldn't believe it if you said you did. It's 1 o'clock.
I cannot. Right. Good for him. So he knew he had his priorities.
You ever go 2 days? Or?
I've gone. Yes, I have.
Three?
Probably not.
Oh. But for sure, two.
Yeah, I'm sure.
When was this?
I'm sure it was on some trip where I couldn't get a minute and just was busy with other stuff.
Mm.
But there's, you know, that there's a. Eventually that becomes, I'm locking myself in a bathroom somewhere.
Yeah.
It's happening. So
even if you don't have Wi-Fi?
Listen to the quiet of the room.
Well, people are...
Sorry, I don't know how we got here. Oh, the guy with the fingernails,
yes.
Right.
Right. And the hand that he can't use.
Right.
Yeah, that guy can't switch it up. He can now. He cut off the nails. The guy's name is Srinthar Chilal. He's an Indian guy. He set a world record a few years ago. Oh, so, yeah, a few years ago. He's the new longest fingernail guy. Combined, 358.1 inches.
Hmm.
So that's... so don't care. Does anybody actually care?
Well,
you want to see some
it's
pictures?
Interesting.
Sure.
Sure, I'll see
you
know. So
gnarly. But that's, by the way, that's 6 feet, 5 inches.
358
I have 197 centimeters. Do you have that? Do you have the centimeters?
197 centimeters for one of them, right? They said combined 358 inches.
Oh, yeah,
that's
for
way
one.
Longer than 6 feet.
That's disgusting.
You
let me
love
see
that?
No.
Let me see.
So those are cut off. That's
oh, those
after.
Are them after. Those are them laying
the
out on the table.
The special liquid.
Take that around. Show everybody.
So if one of your boys says, I've decided I'm going for the longest fingernail
that's,
record.
That's his hand without fingernails.
Oh, it's
oh, without the fingernails.
Yeah.
It's mangled.
I know.
What's wrong with his hand? Why is his hand? Is
probably
it just from supporting those nails?
It.
Boy, it's
anyway,
honestly, it looks
yeah.
like it looks like four apples. Like the
you gonna let your just... kids go for that record? Either one of them?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you go, no, the hell you are.
Right.
No, but, you're not.
Why do you decide that you're doing
I don't
this?
Know.
Like, how does that come about? And then you say to your mom, who was apparently in charge of washing those nails, I mean, how do you even get your hands in clothes? Like, are they having to, like, staple you into clothes every day? I don't understand.
I get it. But many people want some kind of legacy, and that's his.
Do you get some kind of money for being?
Probably not.
Just
I'm sure
notoriety.
That
notoriety.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're talking about he got prime time.
The guy just walks around like, I'm that guy.
Yeah.
It's me. And before you get the record, you're just like a dude with gnarly long friends. Like, you must hold the record. No, not yet. So I'm waiting. So he got him cut off. They posted the video yesterday of someone using a mini circular saw attachment to remove, like a little Dremel, mm-hmm. to remove each nail. And... they are saying here, it looks like he may have made bank off of it. They're going to go on display at Ripley's Believe It or Not in New York's Times Square so you can see this dude's fingernails. One of them is super curled, like it's, you know, a foot and then just a big rounded
Yeah, that's
a
thumb.
The shocking thing
thumb.
Is he mm-hmm. can't use his hand anymore. Like his
yeah,
hand
it looks
is
mangled.
All mangled.
How old is he?
I have, it says he waited 66 years. I think he's 82.
Oh,
does that
boy.
Sound right?
Well, he
yeah,
may
82.
A lot of 82-year-olds have mangled hands anyway.
True.
Might not
still, I mean, and he didn't get to use his left hand for 66 years?
Yeah, since 52.
Jeez.
All right.
How you doing on that cake there, Johnny V? I see that it's,
it
you
looks
haven't
intact.
Finished that yet.
Well, I want
to share it with everybody who would like a piece.
Oh,
you're so sweet. Just have everyone come over with a fork.
It looks so great. I just hate to cut into that.
It's
thing.
Chocolate. It looks like a big lump of chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, we'll cut it at the break.
All right. Truman, great idea. Vegetarians, not cool enough anymore. You got to be vegan for PETA to care about you. They are now crowning their most beautiful vegans because they did like the world's sexiest vegetarians in the past, but now they're doing vegans.
Hmm.
They gave one award to, I guess they picked a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. Benedict Cumberbatch is the most beautiful male vegan. And Ava DuVernay, she's the director of Selma and A Wrinkle in Time.
Okay.
That's the worst movie.
Yeah. But Selma's good, right? You like Selma?
Yeah, but Wrinkle in Time. Who saw Wrinkle in Time? And?
Oh, a couple people.
Oh, my. Let's not listen to them.
Did you need to read the book? Like, I'm a fan of the book, so maybe it... Maybe if you didn't know the story... Well, anyways. They're the two most beautiful vegans. Other contenders included Neo. Isn't he like a violinist or something? Neo?
Neo's the singer.
R&B singer?
N-E-Y-O?
R&B, yes. R&B singer?
Is he the guy who sang that, the I'm one in the Yo-Yo Kaepernick Mom. Ad?
Oh.
He
it was
sang,
like a Beats commercial.
I thought he did a song with the New Kids on the Block. Didn't he recently do that?
I don't know about that one.
It's like got the Jim Croce, I'm the man.
Oh, that's somebody else. I think it's Aloe Black. I think.
Oh, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, okay, so Neo is one of the, he was a possibility. Jason Derulo, Will.i.am, Swizz Beatz, Tandy Newton, Zac Efron is a vegan.
Oh, wow.
God, vegans are pains in the ass. And Ellen Pompeo. You know, I think when you're super rich and famous, then it's probably a lot easier to be a vegan because you tell your chef what you won't eat, and he just has to sneak a little mayo in there. But anyway, so that's Benedict Cumberbatch. I love him. Someone stole Demi Moore's credit card and ran up. Listen to this. Hmm. The guy called and reported it missing, and then waited by her mailbox for the new one to arrive.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So you would have to know the number and all the things attached to it, wouldn't you? If you were going to call and say,
you'd
oh, someone stole
my... You'd know
that
if you were someone that did business with her at a restaurant or anywhere.
I guess.
And the card was handed over.
Don't they? They don't ask, like, security questions based on that? Because you would be like, I don't know what the number is. It's stolen. I don't have it written down somewhere.
I don't know what these thieves are up to, but clearly they've got systems.
So this guy...
George has a theory, everyone.
Oh,
hold on.
Great.
Go ahead,
I can't wait to
Here
hear George's theory.
Unless they've stolen her mail already and have... some of that mail previous, so now they know what...
Like a statement?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now they know what the statement number, the account number
do
is.
Do they print the whole account number on your statement?
Some do, some don't. Okay. Some just put the last four numbers. Yeah. But if you know social and you know the last four numbers, that's all you need.
Hmm.
Neo, well, it looks like, was an actor, too. Sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
Just checking.
Just looking up Neo.
Into him.
David Matthew Reed came up with this con. He reported her American Express card missing, and then he intercepted the new one. So somehow he managed to pull that off, and then he went out and dropped about $170,000 at Saks Fifth Avenue in Nordstrom.
Wow.
I don't know why he, decided on those places, and if he just, like, loaded up a cart and no one was suspicious that there he is with a card that says...
A cart?
To me, I don't know.
Do they have cards?
Yeah, I don't know. Buckets? I'm not sure, if I have too much stuff to carry. I think he just has salespeople following behind him.
Exactly,
like carrying
a person, yeah.
Right.
Put the Gucci purse in my cart.
I would think that if you had that much stuff to go to the register with, that they would look at the name on the card.
Yeah.
You would think they would see, this guy's not Demi Moore.
Or he could be her assistant.
Yeah. I
mean, I'm her assistant. Mm-hmm. I'm buying her.
He's a criminal.
Yeah. He figured
it out.
That's
what he's up to.
So she actually noticed, which they say, maybe he targeted someone rich because she's worth, like, let's see what they say she's worth, about $150 million. So $169,000 to her is like you noticing charges of $1,650, although.
I notice those, so I don't know why you wouldn't.
Yeah, I know. I read through the whole bill. So once they realized that there were fraudulent charges, they said, let's look at the tape. Let's go to the tape. And they saw the guy and went,
because of this type of stuff, I've never been had that happen, but I get an email when my card is used.
Yeah,
every purchase,
I have little pop-ups.
Whether it's me buying something or the missus using the card to buy something, I get an email that says, your card was just used.
Right.
There's so many ways that you can help yourself deal with this fraud.
Right.
And that's one of them. So I
freeze your accounts, get emails.
Man.
I love more. I have more emails. Please give them to me.
Well, you don't want it, but you don't want to get robbed either.
No. Let's see. I'm not sure how much I have time for here. I think I'll do. I will either do a golf story or a charity story.
What's the charity?
I knew it.
What's the charity? I'm not yet.
Brad Pitt's charity. Remember, he rebuilt those homes after Katrina.
Let Vinny pick.
Oh, come on! Give me the other one.
All right. It looks like Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson are going to do a one-on-one golf battle. They're like, we're cutting out the middleman. We want the money, and we're going to play a round of golf.
Good for them. That's smart.
Yeah. So
people love those guys. They're two of the biggest names. Yep. And even though they're older now at the end of their careers, and there are the young guys are better than them.
But, who would win between the two of them?
Well, Tiger always very famously won. So I would say if Tiger hadn't been injured so much late in his career, he'd be a lock for the win.
So you're saying it's up in the air.
I think it's up in the air, sure.
Well, you can bet on it because, of course, it looks like Vegas has caught wind of this and decided to. You can already bet as to A, whether or not it will happen, B, if it does happen, when it will happen, and then they've got everything else, you know, odds that where it will be held, California, Hawaii, New York, Nevada, they're giving the best odds to. You can bet on the match itself. The odds of it happening are 1-2. I don't understand how that pays. I don't really understand about betting. But if it does, Tiger is the favorite to win. He's got 2-3 odds, and Phil's odds are 3-2.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You can bet on. There's a huge list of things you can already bet on.
Sure there are people, because of betting, that know Tiger's health status.
Right.
Like, in
down
full.
To the. Right, they somehow got a
but
medical
golf
report.
Golf is famously. You hear a lot of the athletes who have golf as their sort of secondary hobby,
right?
They bet on everything out on the course, whether it's how far they drive or who's going to win this hole, or so it's a big part of golf.
There's a hole in one bet too. It's like 399-1.
So
that's worth $100, you know.
I don't do it.
Bet. Oh, bet? Yeah, no, I don't either. But if I if I knew a bookie, I'm sure I would bet. I can't help myself, but luckily I don't. So I'm in the clear. All right, that's going to do it for the 8 o'clock trash. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, I do have a short news break, but I will try and squeeze in as many stories, including the cure for car sickness.
Oh, my God, I need that.
And a couple food stories as well. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah and Vinny broadcasting live from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. It is so beautiful here. Another glorious day in paradise.
I know.
You'll be relaxing by the pool.
I sure am.
Oh, my. Oh.
I know. I all morning long, I feel like I've had something in my throat. I'm like,
cough it out, girl.
Live shows, the mic is. You're not seeing this, but our mics are on our headphones and they're attached. And so there's no getting your mouth away from the mic to like, just cough it up. Let that loose.
What?
Hey, is everything
everyone,
okay?
It's Johnny V's birthday. And the cake is up here if you want some. How is it, Johnny V?
It's great, man.
It's very delicious and chocolatey. So
it's
please,
rich.
If you really want a piece of chocolate cake, please, listeners,
come on, I got like 8 pieces up here. So.
He's cutting it and serving it up.
Yep.
All right, Bryn.
All right.
Back
to Radio Alice Report.
Thank you. Here's what's happening. I wanted to mention this. If I didn't already, the Thai and foreign rescuers of the youth soccer team trapped in a cave for 18 days have begun heading home.
All right.
Doctors said the boys they saved have
thank goodness.
So far not shown any significant ill effects from the ordeal they went through.
Oh, that's great.
And the movie offers are rolling in as well. So we're going to get to see the story. I'm interested. Aren't you?
Yeah.
It does seem
how the hell
like,
did that happen?
Yeah, exactly right. It looks like Wednesday is the new Thursday, as there was always that Thursday night, hey, we're starting the weekend early.
Let's make it through tomorrow.
Let's go party hard and start the weekend early. Now people are hung on Thursdays because they're starting the partying on Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
that's ill-advised.
One in five people who have to work on Thursday say they expect to be hungover from their night out on Wednesday night.
Well, you only live once. Why not just beat the hell out of your body? Let's do it.
Well, you do want to have fun while you can have fun.
You do get to a point, though, where you're like, I can't do it anymore. I just can't do it. I can't be out until 2.
When will you get there?
Someday.
Right.
Not today.
Not today. Well, I don't have to work tomorrow. So
you lay low during the week, but you go hard on the weekend.
I do.
And you were saying
that's really bad for you.
Vacation, you had so much fun. You had to finally quit.
I did. I quit all last week. It was super boring. I was just like, I got to dry out. This is getting ridiculous.
A French company has come up with glasses that can cure car sickness.
Oh.
They're super weird looking, and you can look them up. They're called Citrione. The actual company is spelled C-I-T-R-O-E with an is that an umlaut?
Citrione.
N. But the frames don't have lenses. They have blue liquid sloshing around in the lower half of the frames.
What? That doesn't sound good.
And they say it helps by mimicking what's happening with the fluid in your ear. It's a big part of your sense of balance.
Oh, and they're on the sides, too. That is
they
so
are on
funny
the sides
looking.
As well.
It's like two pairs of glasses because they're in your peripheral vision, too. So there's a little bit. It's not like half the lens is filled. It's just a little bit at the bottom. And you're saying that she does look dumb. But you know what?
They've got a Where's Waldo look to them. Uh-huh. And there's also another, not a glass, because there are no lenses in these, but they're on the side as well.
Yeah, they do look dumb. But I have to say, if those worked, I would totally wear them.
The liquid moving around the rims helps your brain make sense of everything that's happening with the motion. Huh.
So, like, I get it really bad when I'm on
you
a boat.
You do, yeah.
So
in that helicopter, you got it bad.
Well, if I'm surrounded with all my friends, I'm like, I don't know. Look of that is
it's very dumb.
When
super
Prada
dumb.
Comes out with a model. Prada, yeah,
if there's a Prada version.
Okay, then you're in.
Shame.
I know the missus has motion sickness. I know my kid recently threw up and ruined a trip into the city because of it.
Mm.
And she's so scarred from that. It's funny that... she's thrown up twice that I know of in her life, and one of the times was on the beanbag we had. And so that's always a recurring conversation where she's like, remember when I ruined the beanbag? and then this time coming into the city, and if you don't know, she was coming in with her mom to actually visit the show and apparently had milk. The Highway 17 is rough as it is. It's a pretty... We call it going over the hill for the people who do it regularly, but it's a pretty windy road. And she was drinking milk. She had an iPad because the missus pulled her out of bed early and was like, here's your milk. Here's an iPad. Let's go. And then she threw up, and that was the end of the trip. They turned around. But the motion sickness thing has been recurring for her where she's like, I'm going to be okay. Like anywhere we're going, I'll be okay this time. I'm not going to throw up again. We're like, we got it. You're fine. It's no big deal.
And you can't really predict that. So.
But, you know, that's traumatic, I guess.
Sure, absolutely.
For people who get it regularly, I mean, I'm sure you don't go on boats, right?
Yeah, never. I get invited to go sailing all the time, and I'm like, no, I can't.
You can put these glasses on and look real cool.
The look of that.
Have you tried Dramamine or any of the other products available?
Yeah.
Doesn't work?
They make you tired.
Yeah, it makes you tired. It works good on a plane, but on a boat, it doesn't. It's a different type of motion sickness.
I got a girlfriend who wears one of those.
The magnets?
Like a little, and it totally works for her. She can, like, read in the car. She, does whatever, and she gets it pretty bad. So that does, there's almost like a little liquid that you put on your wrist to make contact with the thing, and it's almost like an electric shock
thing. I'm
thinking
if I wear the magnets, put on those glasses, and a Dramamine.
You're all set.
I'll be good, yeah.
Looking good.
Well, you can let the party roll, right? Yeah. I mean, you won't miss it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to miss
the
party.
No, I was
when
the, what's the America's Cup?
Yeah.
I was invited on the boat.
Oh.
I was like,
you didn't go?
No way. You kidding? I would have been throwing up the whole time.
Of all the people who goes for experiences in life, you said no to that.
Remember when I was on the helicopter with you?
I do.
Oh.
Is that in Hawaii?
Did you barf?
I passed out.
He didn't barf. He closed his eyes and went to. He slept through 90% of the tour.
I
kind of woke him up. I'm like, well,
yeah,
we're,
you're like,
we're
look at the lava.
Volcano. Look at the lava.
I'm like, oh, that's cool.
How do you? Did you really fall asleep? How?
He had,
if you're that sick, how do you do that?
You
wake
myself
up and you feel better. If you sleep on a boat or you sleep, like if you're sick and you fall asleep, then it's there's something about once you've woken up, you actually do feel better.
There was a time I was snorkeling. I think.
You got motion sick from snorkeling?
Yeah, there were a lot of waves.
Oh.
So, well, yeah.
You're in the ocean.
There are times you can snorkel where it's
still. But
you're
in it. There's no conflicting motion. Like, that's, I thought that was part of it, was that you are right in the car and there's a conflict of motion.
Well,
that's making
it's also, well, I think for me it's, there was an imbalance in the ear somewhere.
So snorkeling's out too, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if it's rough.
That's funny. I'm going to do a couple fast facts. We are running out of time.
We got some thank yous to do.
Yeah, we do have a lot of thank yous. So here's a couple to conclude our news break. A Wendy's Frosty isn't all chocolate. It's actually chocolate and vanilla swirl.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay.
Ooh, aren't there free ices today? Was it 7-Eleven?
No, that was yesterday.
Oh, it was yesterday.
We missed it yesterday. 7-11.
Today's the 12th, and tomorrow, Friday, the 13th, everyone. Woo-hoo. About two or three people die every year by falling into the Grand Canyon.
Dude.
I know. What are you doing? It's the selfie thing. It's
got
to be.
It does have to be. I wonder if that number's gone up since we got our cell phones.
Probably. I mean, that is the thing.
I couldn't even get near the edge there. Just look over the edge, you get that pee-pee feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, my God.
The pee-pee.
You know what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah. It's the one where even though you could easily walk up to the ledge, you keep one foot back.
Yeah.
To look over. I'm looking over, but I got this foot.
It's not going to overbalance you or anything.
4 feet back.
Yeah. I'm tied to a tree back here. And get right to the edge.
I'm going to skip that one. Oh, the bunny ears hand gesture.
Yes.
Was originally called cuckold's horns.
Oh.
And people held it up behind a guy's head if they knew his wife was cheating on him.
Oh, because we do the rabbit ears behind people all the time.
Right.
Oh, funny. And that's a cuckold's hand. Hmm. What is it called?
Cuckold's
ears?
Horns.
Horns. Oh. If you're getting screwed over.
Am I on?
So if you're... Hi.
Hi.
So if your wife is cheating on you, that's what the dudes did.
That's what dudes would do behind the guy's back.
So then they would know because they'd see the picture later and go, oh, geez, I have cuckold's horns.
Maybe. Maybe that's how they tell you.
Dora, are
Although, you know,
on me?
Who saw pictures back then?
I don't know.
Like, think about even through the 70s and 80s, there were people who had cameras and they took pictures and you never saw those things because they took them home and didn't develop them or developed them 7 to 10 weeks later. And then they got them and went, all right, there's those.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff never came around.
Or they carefully put them into albums.
Whatever.
To catalog their lives.
We had different friends, I guess.
I guess so.
He's right. The camera was invented in 1816.
And what year was the cuckold horn happening? And is that what... So what good was it?
I don't have the year in front of me. This was just the bunny ears hand gesture was originally called cuckold's horns. And it was... People held him up behind a guy's head if they knew his wife was cheating on him.
Oh.
That's all I got. One last one for you.
Okay.
The flag that the Apollo 11 astronauts planted on the moon was purchased from Sears.
Oh.
A NASA employee bought it off the shelf for $5.50 before the mission. Isn't that trippy?
Funny.
You'd think they had...
Special ones.
Right, a special... You know, I thought that the flag was... There was... Well... Maybe they took the Sears flag and put a stick at the top because they did it so that it would just hang and be straight.
I don't know why I would think that descendants of Betsy Ross, the lady who originally sewed the first... is that who she was?
Yeah.
Right. Would be the one who made the flag that they took up to the moon because what a monumental...
Right.
We're calling this ours.
Boom.
Nope, Sears. $5.50. Yeah. There you go. There's your story.
Well, Sears is where we got all our stuff back in those days.
Now you know.
Yeah. All right, let's do our thank yous. We're going to
start. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All
First
of you.
All, thank all of you for
thank
listening,
you so much.
For coming out here today, putting up with us as we ruin America. I want to start a big thank you to Michelle Heston. She is your hostess.
Thank you, Michelle. Michelle
and we have Michelle? Such a great relationship with Michelle. We love the Fairmont. And thank you for your continued partner, wherever Michelle is. Thanks for. Oh, there she is. Right there, everybody.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks for bringing me vodka sodas last night. That was wrong, by the way.
Someone last night at the party, someone goes, because Michelle had come up to check on me, and then she walked on, and someone goes, is that your wife? And I said, no, she runs this place.
Yeah.
No,
she's, that's the queen of the Fairmont.
Yep, she is the one that runs the place.
Patty and Arun, also from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission and Spa, they have taken care of all the details, put everything together, and made sure that everyone was comfortable. Edward Rowe, our bathrobed general manager, thanks for getting up early and talking to us. That guy, really, he had a whole show prepared.
Quite an impression he made on us. Uh-huh. Well done, sir.
Executive Chef Marcellus Coleman, thanks to him for getting all dressed up.
And
our 5-star breakfast, absolutely delicious. So thank you. Oh, God, the food here is just amazing.
Try the acai bowl.
Oh, my God.
That was killer.
You chowed down.
Yeah,
you loved it. The Monterey Bay Aquarium for sponsoring our floaty race and the delicious Monterey Mule signature cocktails last night. Delicious. Did you have any of those?
I don't know.
I forget if I had
no
one
comment.
Alan Rosen from Bananas at Large for the awesome
tour
prize.
Alan!
Alan is another, that is an excellent relationship that we have there. The Mermaids for adding eye candy to the pool. Joey Gwynn for the karaoke. He did the whole setup, so thank you, Joey, for that.
He was the DJ.
All you listeners here this morning and everybody listening at home, and you know, I know there was some static issues this morning, so thanks for persisting. Our engineer here on site, Brian Tonneson, and Vaughn back at the station for running the board.
Thanks, Vaughn. We missed
and
you.
We may have had a couple other engineers helping us out. Dave and Chuck, I'm not sure, might have been helping us
out. Is that who it was? Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
We love those guys.
And then we also have at the studio Soleil and Terrell.
And to our promotions department. Great job, you guys.
Rebecca, Michelle.
Really made us look good. You make us look like we know what we're doing. And they set your whole thing up, too, if you were one of the winners that were here for the secret show yesterday and for the pool party. Thank you guys very much. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.